everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of March 11th through 17th, 2013. The week of the 2013 World Figure Skating Championships in London, Ontario. A competition with better couple skating than single skating for the most part, though the former had more than one scary practice moment, in which three of the reigning world champions dropped to silver, and the one that won is probably going to have that win disputed forever. That was men's champion Patrick Chan three-peating, which he did pretty much only because all the guys who were supposed to challenge him blew it. Brian Orser's boys, Javier Fernandez and Yuzuru Hanyu, both met disasters in their short, especially. Fernandez landed his quad salchow, but popped his axle for 7th, and Hanyu, who was coming back from a knee issue, partially under-rotated and fell in his quad and put his hands down in his lutz to lose the combo for 9th. Both would come back somewhat in the free, but even there, Fernandez, though he landed both solo quads, doubled the combination quad salchow, then singled his combination lutz, though he did the double toes in both instances, and Hanyu landed a quad toe, but partially under-rotated an ugly quad salchow and generally looked tired. He all but collapsed spent when he was done. Hanyu was 3rd in the segment and Fernandez 4th. Though with less than a point in it, Fernandez stayed ahead for what was eventually bronze, 249.06 to 244.99. Daisuke Takahashi got off a little easier with his 4th place short, but there his combo and quad both had partial downgrades and things got wrecked in his 8th place free, where the only quad he did was again partially downgraded, his axle was 2, he also fell on the ladder, and then when he put a hand down in the loop it slipped him down to 6, narrowly behind Kevin Reynolds, who coming back from a knee injury was 3rd in the short, where he rotated quad salchow and toe but turned out of the ladder, and 7th the free, where he rotated an unclean quad salchow but saw partial downgrades on both his quad toes and the axle he didn't double. So when Chan actually had just about the best short ever, combining quad triple with a straight level 4s, though there were a lot of level 4s given out at this competition generally, and blowing away Hanyu's record score with 98.37, he pretty much won the title right there. But he was not immune to the general messiness of this competition. In the free, he touched the quads off again, then fell in the lutz and partially under-rotated axle, fell out of the triple flip loop triple salchow, and doubled the combination lutz. He apologized to his fans afterwards, but by then the only guy still around to even come close to him was the shock of the competition, Dennis Ten. The young man from Kazakhstan, after a year of terrible skating, which he now blames on injuries to both ankles, when everyone else was skating badly, was very close to perfect. His short was, in 4th, he broke 90, and his free was close too, and he came within a 10th of breaking 175, winning the segment, of course. He probably should have won overall, and he very nearly did. Had he not doubled the flip, he would have, but as it was, Chan's 2 quads, a 10th 1, gave him the final edge he needed to hold him off 267.78 to 266.48. It was the first ever world medal for Kazakhstan and Spain both. Brian Joubert had a good short too, with his quad double and was 5th going into the free, but despite laying a solo quad in his free, partial downgrades on his combo quad and only axle plus a Zayac violation left him take them that segment to 9th overall, just ahead of Michael Brezina, whose only problem with 6th place short with a quad salchow was a turnout in his axle, but he had an 11th place free, where he failed on both quad salchow attempts, doubled his combo triple axle, then tried to do the jump in his intended double axle combo instead, only to partially under-rotate and fall in it. At least their top 10 finishes got France and the Czech Republic to Sach for Sochi, though France lost the 3rd spot they weren't using anyway. This was further than their countrymen could manage. Thomas Werner had his sadly now usual meltdown and finished 21st, and Florin Timoteo finished 12th. Having tripled two his quad salchows and fallen on the 3rd, his short also had a painful fall on the final spin and his free turnouts on both axles, resulting in only one combo, and when he still only had 7 jumping passes. Ross Minor too had a bad competition, partially under-rotated his quad salchow in both programs, falling it on the short, messing it up in the free too, and then following it up with a fall on a partially under-rotated axle and a fallout on a flip. He finished 14th. But fellow American Max Aaron had more luck, landing his quad salchow double toe in a more or less clean short and suffering only a slight 2-foot on it in the free, though he doubled the 2nd quad salchow there, and relived his days playing junior hockey in London's Budweiser Gardens by hitting the boards during the warm-up before his short and during the actual program in the free, but he stayed up and landed enough to finish 7th, and that was 2 spots for the US too in the end. Not so fortunate were China and Russia, who each received only 1. Nan Song, already hampered by weak non-jump elements, barely hung on to his quad and not quite to his combo in the short, and locked a quad in a free of generally rough jumps that landed him in 15th, and Maxime Kovtin met disaster in the failed quad combo in the short and in the second half of his free to finish 17th. Spain's gamble for 3 spots failed. Fernandez's bronze only got them 2, so Canada and Japan alone will send 3 men to Sochi. Single Olympic berths were also earned by Peter Liebers for Germany in 11th, Misha G for Uzbekistan in 16th, Alexander Majorov for Sweden in 18th, Jorik Hendricks for Belgium in 19th, Victor Pfeiffer for Austria in 20th, and Viktor Romanenkov for Estonia in 22nd. Poor Italy sent 2 men, only to see neither make the free. The ladies only escaped the same fate as the men because of Yuna Kim. She said to begin the week she thought she could achieve perfection again, and then she went out and did just that. Well, maybe except a teensy bit on her lip in the short, but even that problem was gone when she proved the clean senior long program she put out in Vancouver wasn't the only one she'd had in her. Her triple lutz triple toes put the rest of the field recently developed triple triples to shame. Her presentation went up and up until the judges were liberally giving the 10s in the free. She proved 70 in the short and 150 in the free, and with a total of 218.31, she won by over 20 points. Not that one can fault Carolina Kostner's determination. Her short wasn't that remarkable. Fell on the triple toe, was still 2nd, if very narrowly. When it came time to skate her free, she managed to come down with a nosebleed lead. She went out and skated, made her constant nose wipes as artistic as possible, managed to land a triple flip triple toe, then popped a loop, and her closing sal cow went horribly wrong, resulting in a fall, a full downgrade, and the ending wreck. She still broke 130, but was third in the segment behind Mao Asada, but narrowly held on to silver, 197.89 to 196.47, because Asada did not have a good short program. She actually rotated her triple axel with a little two-footing in the landing, then failed to fully rotate the flip in her combo and popped her solo loop. She was sixth going into the freight, where once again she rotated the triple axel, this time with a lot of two-footing, then had a partial downgrade on the following flip and later on one of the doubles in a three jump, though the program improved a lot as she went on. It was certainly enough to keep anyone else from having a chance at meddling, though none of the other biggest names skated their best. Ashley Wagner, whose week began with her luggage taking longer to get to London than her, was ultimately told by coach John Nix to do the triple flip triple toe in the short only if she felt secure on the landing of the flip. When she didn't, she did a double, and it left her fifth going into the free, where she was sixth in the segment, going for the double axel triple toe, not fully rotating it, still having a pretty good first half, then slipping and falling in her step sequence, which knocked the gas out of her tank, and she was limping by the end of her program. When she held on to fifth, though, ahead of countrywoman Gracie Gold in sixth, that was at least enough for her biggest goal of getting the third lady spot back for the Olympics. Gold had been ninth after a short she called a safe gate and steady skate, except that her triple edge triple toe was partially downgraded, and she lost part of a spin when a position change went awry. Her free improved things in that she rotated the triple edge triple toe with a turnout, and had two similar small errors, no huge ones, and a grin on her face by the time she finished. She was fifth in the segment. The Russian ladies were not so fortunate. Alina Leonova suffered the most. In the short, her triple toe was fully downgraded. In the long, she landed it, only to mess up all but one of her other jumping passes. Partially entertaining loop and salchow and falling on the ladder, she finished 13th. But even Elzaveta Chektomysheva and Alina Sotnikova, who are not supposed to lose their third lady spots for Russia, saw it go all wrong. Sotnikova started in 8th after the short, where triple toe was partially downgraded. Then the free went for the triple etch triple toe, saw that partially downgraded too, suffered the same fate on her double axel triple toe, and stumbled on her flip to lose a combo. She was 9th in the segment, and overall too, ahead of Chektomysheva, who had a 14th place short, where she landed the triple etch triple toe, only to fall going into a spin and completely blow her axel, and was 8th in the long when she doubled the toe in the triple etch triple toe attempt, more or less did everything else, but was shaky on a couple other elements, including another spin, and was generally heavy and low on energy. Having even more of a disappointment was Akiko Kazuki, who was 7th in the short with a partially undertaked triple toe, then saw it get worse in a 13th place free, where she failed to even partially rotate her opening flip, then fell on her axel, and things weren't much better after that, especially when the only combo she did saw both jumps involved, partially downgraded, and she doubled the loop. She dropped to 12th. Fortunately, Japan also had Kanako Murakami, who had a pair of breakthrough performances, pulling off her late triple toe to come in 3rd in the short, and following it up with one of the highest energy frees of the night. And while two partial downgrades and a singled axel made her 7th in the segment, she was only a smidge behind Wagner and had no trouble staying ahead of her in 4th overall. Caitlin Osmond, too, had a great short triple toe and all, with a crowd so loud she couldn't hear her music, to come in 4th in that segment. But while her free started well despite a step out in the double axel triple toe, then she fell on both her flip and her toe, partially undertaking the ladder, and was never the same after that. She was 10th in the segment and 8th overall, falling behind 7th place Zijin Lee, who had been 12th when she partially under-rotated and fell on her triple toe, but came back with a 4th place free that would have been the performance of the night if it hadn't been for Kim, which included a triple flip triple toe, and she really could not have skated it better. By winning as her country's sole entry, Kim landed Korea 3 spots for the Olympics, which both the US and Japan will also enjoy, but Italy, like Russia, will lose its 3rd spot, as Valentina Marquet had a bad week and finished 18th, and Italian number 3, Carol Bresinutti, didn't even make the free. Kixin John, too, was a disappointment, coming in 23rd, but thanks to Lee, China will keep its 2nd spot, while Osman managed to get the 2nd spot back for Canada. More disappointed with my Bernice Maite, who skated great in both the programs, but just couldn't get higher than 11th, and especially Victoria Helgeson, who was 10th after the short, but was dropped to 14th by an error-ridden 15th place free. Both tried for 2 spots for France and Sweden, and only earned 1. Also earning a single spot for the Olympics were Natalia Popova for the Ukraine in 15th, Elena Golbova for Estonia in 16th, Monika Szymanczykova for Slovakia in 17th, Nathalie Weinzierl for Germany in 19th, and Jenna McCorkle for Great Britain in 20th. Shockingly not earning a spot was Elena Gedimanishvili, whose short was such a disaster she came in 29th and therefore didn't make the free and was unable to. In the pairs, the trouble started for Alina Savchenko and Robin Sulkovy before they even stepped onto the ice when a zipper broke before the warm-up and the German team doctor had to sew him into his costume. They actually skated clean, but despite a throw triple flip and triple toes, they just didn't have enough to take 2nd. Not only did Tatyana Volozhar and Maxim Trenkov break 75 with an almost perfect skate, she had to save their salchows, but did so very well, but Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford, capitalizing on very familiar surroundings, skated a blinder too, and if only because of their lutzes, squeaked ahead of the Germans. Then the free, the Russians were not far off perfect again. Salchows and all, he did fall, but it was after they'd done the throw and fall, and it was the only thing that kept them from breaking 150. They totaled 225.71 and won by over 20 points when Savchenko and Zulkovy's real struggle battle started. She doubled all their side-by-sides, he had a fall in their sow cows, and after starting with a throw triple flip, they ended with a throw triple axel, but it wasn't a very good one. They barely managed to get past O'Hamill and Radford's for silver when the Canadians landed their Lutzes, though the throw not as well, but two turnouts from him and two partial downgrades on their triple sow cow double toe attempts. O'Hamill and Radford called their bronze golden, though, for which they beat countrymen Kirsten Moore-Towers and Dylan Moskovich, who too had a clean of slightly easier short and a free even better. They pulled off the side-by-side triple toe sequence, and triple sow cows were fifth in both segments, but fourth overall. Fourth in the short had been Yuko Kawaguchi and Alexander Smirnov, who had a very similar skate to Moore-Towers and Moskovich, but in seventh place free, he stumbled out of the first toe and doubled the second in their sequence, then hit the boards while doing their second lasso lift. Thankfully, Ear got her down, though the lift was invalidated. They dropped to sixth behind Ding Pang and Jian Tong, who were sixth in the short and fourth in the free. He failed to even partially rotate their triple toes in the former, but did manage them in the latter, if not quite their axle sequence, and despite trouble with their freeze throw sal cow, they made no major mistakes outside the side-by-sides. But this was of no help in getting China three spots for Sochi when neither of the other two pairs even finished in the top 10. Cheng Peng and Hao Zhang actually skated more or less clean in a short, nonetheless weak outside the jumps. Then the free pulled off the quad twist, but blew their side-by-sides, falling to lose their combo, and then fell again on their throw loop. They finished 11th, just ahead of Wen Jingsui and Kong Han, who landed a throw flip in both their programs, but that was their only good jump element. They also had a fall in both. All four of the side-by-side jumps they did were downgraded, and three of them were downgraded fully. The two American pairs had their triples too, initially coming in 12th and 13th with failed triple salco attempts, but while Marissa Castelli and Simon Schnapier remained in 13th, despite a 12th place free where their weak jumps were weakened further when she singled a double toe in their combo, Alexis Kimeka and Christopher Kniram got 9th in both the free and overall when she stepped out of the throw flip, but they pulled the salcos and everything else off. Ahead of them in 8th, French team Vanessa James and Morgan Cypress continued their ascent. Their short was clean, and they landed the throw flip in both programs, and the triple sow cows in the freeze, though per barely. Then she doubled the triple in their 3 jump. But behind them in 10th, Italian Stefania Burton and Andrei Shatarek were more disappointed. They suffered a fall on the toes in their short, and in the free, they landed the triple double double, but she doubled their sow cows. Their throws were all easier. Even more disappointed in 7th were Vera Basarova and Yuri Larinov. She singled the toes in their short, then in 6th place free, they landed them, only to partially undertake one axle in their sequence, and then he singled the other. They did the throw flip in the free only. The latest rumor, by the way, is their next coach of choice is Nina Moser. Russia keeps their 3 spots for the Olympics, and Canada goes up to 3, while the remaining 10 berths distributed at Worlds go to the other 5 countries of the top 10, China going down a spot, France going up one, and Germany, the US, and Italy staying as they are. Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, too, got in trouble early when she went off in the twizzles, which Coach Mariner's Weaver blamed on a new dress, and he put his foot slightly wrong at the end of the step sequence in their short dance, while Merrill Davis and Charlie White, who said they're not feeling any need to retire after the Olympics yet and aren't likely to have gotten that feeling from this competition, did what they called a dream skate, setting a new world record score at 77.12. Then they won the free two, but not by quite as much, with both teams wowing the audience and getting level 3 steps, level 4 everything else, though maybe Virtue and Moyer got a little tired by the end, and Davis and White actually didn't get their season's best, though they got very close to it. Really, he may have collided with Madison Chalk in practice, but he didn't put his skate wrong after that. The final scores were 185.56 to 185.04. Below, Natalie Pachel and Fabian Borzak came in, admitting he wasn't at 100%, but saying they wouldn't let any Russians get their hands on that bronze, but they ultimately had to eat their words. They too had twizzled slightly off, leaving them in fourth, slightly behind Ekaterina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev. Then the free things went more wrong. He went off the twizzles worse, and they got hit with level 2s on both step sequences, knocking them all the way down to 7th in the segment, 6th overall. So Bobrova and Soloviev did win the bronze, holding off Anna Capellini and Luca Linate 169.19 to 168.04, though the Italians were 3rd in the free, where they got level 3 steps, level 4 everything else, while the Russians got level 4 everything else but level 2 steps. Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poget came in 5th, with 2 programs that were occasionally rough around the edges, but much rejoicing that they'd been able to make it there, especially since they had to preserve Canada's 3 spots, as Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier were already 15th going into the free when they met with disaster in their twizzles and dropped to 18th. Disappointing, too, were the other two Russian teams. Ekaterina Ryazanova and Ilya Tichenko had nothing to counteract a level 1 in both programs and came in 11th, and Elena Ilyich Nikita Katslapov had him go off the twizzles even more than most in the short, and while in the free, their twizzles were far from the worst of the night. They couldn't complete a lift, and then they botched their spin. They had to hold on to 9th. He said afterwards they just couldn't connect. Above them, in 7th and 8th, Madison Chalk and Evan Bates beat Maya and Alex Shibutani in both segments, and especially distanced them in the free, where the Shibutanis were another team plagued by level 2 steps, even with level 4 everything else. The both teams saw themselves as having put out their best. Below them, Nelly Giganchin and Alex Gaji were initially 11th, but managed an 8th place free with level 3 steps, level 4 everything else, and easily moved up to the top 10, when Penny Coombs and Nicholas Buckland negated a promising short, but Despite their 17th place free derailed at the end by a spin gone haywire, they dropped to 13th in Germany rather than Britain gains a second spot just in time for the Olympics as a result. Inland France keep their two spots, and the US, Canada, and Russia their three. Britain does qualify one spot to Sochi, however, while in 14th, Siobhan Heek and Canadian Dimitri Dunn qualify a spot for the Ukraine. In 15th, Isabella Tobias and Davida Stagnunius qualify a spot Lithuania might not be able to use if they won't give her citizenship. And in 16th, Yulia Slabina and Alexei Sitnikov qualify a spot for Azerbaijan. Canada is also the top qualifying country for the World Team Trophy in Japan this April. As one would expect, the next four countries are the US, Japan, Russia, and France, which takes care of the host entry. But slightly more surprisingly, China has edged Italy out for the final spot. Entries must be submitted by the 25th. Backstage, among those all being interviewed was ISU Vice President David Doerr. He called the new tech minimums a successful venture, and the injury timeout rule a much less successful one the ISU Council may do something about this summer. He also talked a bit more about the team event at the Olympics, revealing they had to limit the number of team-only Olympic entries, and he clarifies its entries and two members of a Paris and ice dance team count as one, because the International Olympic Committee didn't want too many more athletes coming to the Games. It was also the wish of the IOC, or rather of NBC, from where they get a lot of their money, that they not hold the team event after the individual events, as they've been thinking of doing, because NBC wanted the competition to conclude with the ladies. So now the preparation for next season begins, and beyond, as we have some details for the 2015 season short dance. The compulsory pattern dance for the seniors will be the Paso Doble, to be combined with other Spanish rhythms, and the pattern for the juniors will be the Silver Samba, to be combined with other Latin rhythms. There will be a new element called the partial step sequence, which is supposed to be a more free version of the pattern dance. And elsewhere in Canada, we now have it confirmed. Natasha Perch and Mervyn Tron's tryout was a success, and they are now skating together. He now says, by the way, that he was ready to give up his Canadian citizenship for a Japanese passport, though the Japanese government might not have been willing to give it to him, though he calls the Japanese Federation supportive, and that the end of his partnership with Narumi Takahashi really was her decision alone. But he will now be happy to represent Canada, and he and Perch are going to make a run at Canada's third Olympic spot, though if they can't get there for 2014, he is quite happy to continue on to 2018, or possibly even 2022. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.